you doing today? How's your visit going in the museum?
It's going good.
Yeah?
No, just staring at this piece here.
Yeah, I saw you looking at the de Kooning painting here. It seemed like you were spending some time with it. What were you thinking about it?
I don't really understand. Like, does he have something against women? Or, like, do you understand why he depicts women in this format?
Yeah, so why are you, I guess, bringing up the question of his problem with women? Do you see, like, a tension or a problem here happening with the figure?
I mean, it seems like there's just a hatred or anger towards women because it's, like, scribbles and their faces aren't really in the name, like, pretty top-heavy. Like, she has, like, linebacker shoulders.
Yeah. They look pretty solid, almost fierce a little bit.
Yeah,
they are. Well, that's some of the criticism in the work that's been there even from, you know, the beginning of its reception in the 50s, that it sort of brought up these issues with, is there really aggression going on? Are they being acted on? Or is the female kind of in control in this situation? So there's, like, I think you're right when you're bringing up this sort of, like, aggression you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it's there in the work. There's, like, a tension almost.
So what time period, like, was this from?
Yeah, so de Kooning was working in New York, kind of on the outside of the whole, there's, like, a school called the New York School working in abstract expressionism, but he kind of was doing his own thing in that, because if you think, like, Pollock, all of his paintings kind of lack a figure, but de Kooning brought this figure back and kind of pioneered it. So that's why you see in the room that we're in, this entire room of these female figures, but it goes from 48 all the way to 65, so you get a sense of, like, what he's doing with the figure. Like, do you see any difference in some of the women in the room, maybe? Like, some of the other works here?
I mean, yeah, some of them are more, like, I guess, straightforward, and you don't have to search for the woman, like, in those over there, but then, and, like, these ones, it seems like,
yeah,
I guess,
what do you think about these with the one we just looked at?
I feel like those are, like, have you been to a carnival and they have, like, those funny mirrors?
Yeah.
I feel like a lady was standing and then he just drew the funny reflection.
That's cool, actually, because, yeah, they do look like their skin looks sort of stretched out, almost ripply.
Yeah.
Like, watery, almost. Yeah. It's interesting on these ones because they're painted on panel, like wood panel, as opposed to canvas. So maybe that's why the paint looks a little fleshy, watery, almost like what you're talking about with, like, a circus mirror
effect. That's cool. I didn't know.
Yeah. Hmm. I think what you're bringing up is really, you know, insightful into what's happening with a lot of the work here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me know if you have any other questions. I'll be around.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Enjoy your stay today.
Thank you.
Thanks.